This year started like all other years. My family and I got together with friends, went to my brother's house, and watched the ball drop. Picture this, everyone's in the living room in groups near the TV, the table is covered with food, the smell of freshly baked pizza in the air, and when it's time, we all have our champagne glasses, counting down, then bam! Happy New Year! Once everything dies back down, we all gather around and tell each other what our New Year's resolutions are. And it so happens to be that like every other year, I have the same resolution, to be a better person. I know that may be the definition of a resolution, but it's really important to me. Because, you see, I lie a lot. Cutting back on lying is one of the things I'm trying to do. It's starting to get so out of hand that I'm starting to forget what lies I've told people and mix them up with other lies. Pretty good, huh? Cutting back is just one of the many things I have to bring me closer to being a better person. Resolutions are a pretty big thing to me. It always surprises me when people say resolutions are a joke. It's a time when you can start with a clean slate, new grades, and new things to come. Who doesn't want that? I mean, everybody needs a resolution. I can't think of one person who doesn't need, let alone want to improve in some way. There's always the, I want to lose weight, or the, I want to finish taxes early this year. For all us Atmeers, our collective resolution is not to procrastinate. With all our homework, extracurriculars, and Atme, we really can't afford to procrastinate. Fellow Atme reporter Barbara Knave says that when she procrastinates, she gets more stressed than she was before. She tends to leave off homework and chores until the last moment possible, which really gets stressful for her because it all piles up. This always happens, even to the best of us. For instance, in the beginning of the school week, I never study for a test that I'll have on Friday. I tend to put it off until Thursday night at 9 o'clock and relearn all the material. It really stinks because I end up staying up late and being tired the next day. Katie Zager, another Atme reporter, made her New Year's resolution to stop procrastinating. Katie has a history of putting things off. I had to email her twice and call her numerous times to get her to respond to this story. And, on top of that, contributing to the story was her effort to put off studying for an AP Econ test, which is further procrastination. Just to see what it's like on the other side, this past week I studied a little every day for my Friday test. It was still stressful, but I didn't have a panic attack Thursday night, and I ended up getting an A. Well, at least a weighted A. My grade went up, and I'm not exhausted. It's not that we don't want to prioritize. Procrastination just happens because we get distracted. Project Runway seems much better than practicing piano, the phone is better than pre-calc, and going to the mall is more fun than vacuuming. But then again, an A is better than an F. That was our insight on other news. For Atme, I'm Andrew Aquino.